Today's shiur of Mishneh Brura Yomi is Siman Reish Nun Zayin Sif Ches Sifei Katon Lamed Zayin through Mem Hei. Today's Mishneh Brura Yomi is for Wednesday, July 16th. Before we begin this Shulchan Aruch, there is an important reminder that I have to give you, an important review based on something that was in Reish Nun Gimel, Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. It was a Hatmana Halacha that happened to have been placed in Reish Nun Gimel because it was in the context of Shehiyah. But it's very important for our understanding following Sif and for the overall picture of Hatmana as well. In Reish Nun Gimel, we saw that the Mechaber's opinion, and that's going to be his opinion here as well, as the Mishnah Berurah will point out, is that Hatmana is any time that the item is immersed in something that will, okay, insulate, like, or let's say, Davar Sheh Moisiv Hevel on Erev Shabbos. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you actually stick a pot in the coals, even if the coals is not totally surrounding the pot, that will be Hatmana, the fact that it's mamish in the coals. The Ramah says, no, that is not the case. There is only Hatmana if the pot is totally covered. Now there are machlokism in what totally covered means. Does it mean rove? Does it mean two-thirds? Does it mean mamish totally covered? Even all the way to the top, including the top. But the basic yesod is that according to the Ramah, it needs a full covering, whatever a full covering is considered. So let's now begin. And remember, we're dealing with the Mechaber's Shita in Hatmana, that just being in the coals is going to be Hatmana. Afal pisha mutter lahashayis, this is Sifches, Reish Nun Zayin, even though it's mutter to do shehiya of a kedera, al gabe kira, on a kira sheyesh ba gechalim, al pi hadrochim shenizbaru b'simun Reish Nun Gimel, even though we know that you can do shehiya on top of a kira, right, as long as it's not mamish in the gecholim, and as long as it follows the principles that we establish in Reish Nun Gimel, namely that you either have a blech, or if it's above mavushal kol tzorcho and it's mitstamik viralo, it would also be okay. Or even if it's under machal ben drusai, right? If there is a raw piece of meat, it will be mutter to do shehiyah. But we've said, and this is the opinion that we've been going with, that when it comes to Hatmana does not have those heterim, and therefore, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Imhu mechusa begadim. So let's say you do a shehiyah, but the item is totally covered with clothes. So afal pi shahab begadim eino mosifim hevel machmas atzman, even though the begadim does not add heat based on they themselves, as the begadim itself, if you just wrapped the pot up before Shabbos in these begadim, in a towel, in clothes, in whatever you're wrapping it up, it wouldn't add heat. Mikomakom, still, in this scenario, machmas eisha tachteya mosif hevel. Here, the combination of it being wrapped and the fact that there is fire under it will add heat, and it's going to be usser. So the chiddush here is that when we talk about, and we discussed this once before, when we talk about hatmana b'davar amosif hevel, it doesn't mamish have to be something where the item itself, okay, where the item itself adds heat, like sand, right, that's surrounding it. It's with, all right, what we're talking about in Davar HaMosif Hevel is even if there is an external heat source and it's also wrapped, that will be Hatmana B'Davar HaMosif Hevel. So that's very practical for us. If you have something on a plata and you totally wrap it with a towel, so if you didn't wrap it with a towel, it would never be a problem of Shehiyah because it's on a plata, a hot plate where you can't move it up and down, so there would never be any Isser of Shehiyah. But Hatmana is a problem if you wrap it totally because there's heat under it. Okay? And therefore, it would be usur. Okay? Let's now move weiter. Umiyu. Kol shehu be'inyan. She'ein ha'begadim nogim be'kadera. So let's say you have a situation where there is no begadim on the kadera, or the begadim are not touching the kadera. They might be around it, but not mamish wrapping it, insulating it. So aval pi sheyesh eish tachteha, even if there will be a fire under it, kevan she'ein oseh derech hatmana, since it's not being done derech hatmana, it's not being wrapped with the item, it's going to be permissible, shari. Hilkach. Therefore, he gives two scenarios. One of them is totally on his shita, and the other one is a general heter. Hilkach. Hecha shemamir kedera agabe kira o kopach sheyesh behem gechalim. Therefore, if you just put the kedera on top of a kira or a kopach that have coals in it, ve'ein shuli akedera, and the bottom of the kedera is not nogim begechalim, is not touching the coals, then that's shehi amikri, even according to the mechaber, who says you don't have to totally wrap the item. Here it's not even touching the gecholim. So therefore, that's classical shehiya, and it's going to be mutter al pi adrachim shenizbaru b'siv rishon gemu. And it'll be mutter based on all the heterim that we outlined at the beginning of this year, and it'll be outlined in rishon gemu that exists by shehiya, that doesn't exist by hatzmana. And then he says, v'nasan al kedera kli rachav. And what happens if you put on top of a kli, okay, why kli? She'eino nogeya betzidei akdera. You put on top of a kli, a wide kli, that does not touch the sides of the kedera. In other words, you put something above, some utensil, some plank, it could be anything, on top of the pot. It could even be like, right, like a piece of wood that's on top of the pot, that's not touching the sides of the kedera. But nasan begadim are also kli, and you put a begadim on that kli that's draping over the kli. So you put now, you have this wide kli on top of your kli, like flat. And now over that, you drape begadim. Then mutter, the kevan she'ena begadim is sunim. Since the begadim are only put elal also kli rachav, it's only being put and draping over that wide kli on top of your pot in question, the pot that we're supposedly insulating, and she'ein ogeya betzidei kedera, and therefore the towel that's draping over that wide kli on top of the kedera, ein kan hatmana, is not going to be hatmana. V'chein, he says, mutter lehaniyach hakedera betanurim shalanu, and therefore he says it's also permissible to put a kedera in our ovens, as long as you put in a raw piece of meat. Why? So since in our ovens you can do shehiya, okay, so you put in a raw piece of meat, so you have no issue of even needing a blech. There's not going to be any problem of hatmana, even though it's totally surrounded by the tanur, because the tanur is not totally wrapping. There is airspace between the tanur walls and the kedera. As long as the kedera is not actually immersed in the gecholim, according to the mechaber, the afal pisha mechase piatanur begadim. And even if you wrap the tanur, or you cover the tanur, the top of the tanur that has a hole with begadim, kevan she'ena begadim nogim bekedera, since the begadim is not surrounding the kedera, right? It's not mamish wrapping the kedera, touching the kedera, lavad manahi, is not going to be tamad mana vishari, and it'll be permissible. Okay, now move over to the Mishnah Brura. This is Mishnah Brura, Sif Katon Lamed Zayin. So we had said that it's mutter to do shehiya with the kedera on a kira that has gecholim, as long as you follow the rules of shehiya. Look at Mishnah Brura, kedeva agave kira, dahainu, shema amida agave kira, milmala, you put it on top of the kira above, not on the coals, alpia, on its mouth, on its opening, on the top of the kira, Ain't truly a kedera nogim b'cholim, and the bottom of the kedera is not touching the coals. Shilmata. V'hu adin v'chi haigavna im omeret al gabe kisei shel barzel v'toch kiros shalonu. So again, v'hu adin v'chi haigavna. If it was standing on top of a grate, betocha kiro shalanu. In other words, let's say on our stovetops, if it was on top of a grate, it would also be okay. Vegam tiyeh hakadera mevushal kol tzarka. As long as it was mevushal kol tzarka or mistamik viralo, according to the mechaber. That would be okay. If you remember, according to the Ramah, it would be okay if it was already kemachal ben rusoi, like Hananya. According to everyone, it would be okay if there was a raw piece of meat in it, even less than machal ben rusoi. Lamed ches, machmas eish shekach pehem. So he says, however, if it is covered with begadim, even if the begadim themselves don't add heat, but combined with the eish under it, machmas eish etachteim lamed ches, says vafilo imefazer efer agabe yagachalim. Even if you spread efer on the gachalim, even if there is ketuma, even if there is a blech, mikomako mosif hevelhu, still going to be considered mosif hevel, and that is the gzera of atzmana on Erev Shabbos. So a blech will not help. Like for hatmana, lamed tes kol shehu v'chulei, dahainu k'ein shetzir ha-mechaber b'samuf. Okay, he's saying here that if the begadim are not touching the kedera, as mechaber will come soon enough, give us that scenario, it won't be derech hatmana and it will be permissible. Now he's going to spell out two cases of heter al hatmana, as long as the Shia requirements are there. So that's Sifkat Mem. Hilka Hecha Atachazar Lefarish Bekitzer Mashakasa Batchilas Asif. Now he goes back to tell over Bekitzer what he was saying in the beginning of the Sif. First he's going to relate to the first part of the Sif, then he's going to relate to the second part of the Sif. And he says, what did he say at the beginning of the Sif? Afa Pisha Mutur Lahashos. Even though it is mutter to what? To have shihiya on a kedera on top of a kedera on top of a kira, that's only if it's divorced from the gechalim, if it's not mamish in the gechalim. Right? And he's also going to discuss mashakasav levasayf. He's also going to discuss a scenario where the begadim, right? The be'inyan she'ina begadim nogin, where the begadim are not touching the kedera, it's going to be mutter. So look how he spells it out there. Mem Aleph, the Ein Shule Hakadera, a Mechaber Ozer Lashitasa. As we said before, the Mechaber are going with his Shita, that as long as it is inside the Gecholim, even if it's not totally surrounding, it would be Aser. That's why he says here, right, that if it doesn't touch the coals, then even according to the Mechaber, there won't be a Hatmana, it would only be a Shehiyah issue. But he points out, Aval Das Haramasham Bahago, we're in the middle of Mem Aleph, Afili Shule Hagedera, Nogin Bekechalim, Gamkein Shari. According to the Ramah, even if the bottom of the Gedera was actually in the Kechalim, it would also be permissible if you have the requirements of Shehiyah. It would not be a Hatzmana issue. Kevan Shah Hagedera, Megula Lamala, since the Gedera is, okay, revealed Lamala, it's not surrounded, not wrapped above, okay, it's not totally wrapped, and ain't time with the begadim, it's not totally hidden and wrapped around with the begadim. Sifkat Mem Beis, so he says Rachav. So another Eitza is that even if you want to totally surround it with begadim and have a fire under it, okay, as long as it's not touching it, it will be okay if you have a big kli on top of the pot or on the item and you drape the begadim over the kedera, over the kli that's on top of the kedera, where the begadim would not be in contact with the kedera. it's a draped over situation where there's airspace between the begadim now and the kedera. So that's what he says. Rachav, who hadin kishenos sein al pi akedera daf rachav. It could also be a daf rachav. It could also be a, let's say, a plank, a wooden plank, right? Inyan shah begadim shemachas alamala, so that the begadim that are, okay, covering from on top, lo yigu b'tzidei akedera, will not touch the sides of the kedera. Again, just to you point out that the way we hold, based on Mishnah and Gimel, Amud Aleph, even if the towel, right, is draped over the kedera itself and touching the kedera, if it's only touching, you know, two sides, but it's not totally wrapping it, not totally covering, it's not a big towel, it's a small little, say, hand towel that just drapes over it, that would be okay according to the Ramah, because the Ramah requires that it is tamun begadim. It can't be, if it's megula lamala, it will not be hatzmana. Mem gimel ein kan hatzmana. Okay, so according to everyone, if the begadim are not in contact, there's no wrapping contact between the begadim and the pot, it's not hatzmana. And look what he says. V'nei kol zeh kishayesh eish bakira. We're talking here where we have fire in the kira. Avalim ein eish bakira klal. If there's no fire in the kira at all, yesh omim she'ein la'aser la'hamid kedera le'lechaso sabibgadim. There are those that say that even if the stove is still hot, the oven is still hot, but there's no fire in it anymore, so even though initially it might be adding a little heat because it's on top of something that is hot, this yesh omim hold, you will be able to surround it with begadim. Why? The av shechom akir shetachteha, even though the heat of the stove or oven under it, gam kein gadol, is also still great and it's most of hevel, mikol makom shari, still permissible. Why? The dafka agabi gefes, dafka on top of gefes that makes coals, the kadoima, and something similar to that that has coals. That's where asru. Why? Mishum deroi lahatmin b'seicha. Okay, because it's roi to do hatmana in it. The gazru shema yatmin beremetz. Okay, and where there's a gzera that maybe you'll come and actually do hatmana in coals itself. Aval hacha ein roi lahatmin b'socha karka shalakira. But here it's not roi. It's not something that is. Because it's not something that is roi, normative to be matmin in the bottom of a kira. Therefore, there's not a problem at all if you surround it, all right, and put it on top or in a kira that has no what, that has no actual heat source currently available. And even if it's still hot from before. Plus, he says, v'gam itam achar. There's another reason why it's not like Gefes. The Gefes mosif hevel ba'atzmo, because Gefes gives off hevel itself. Okay, it gives off heat itself. Aval kira ein chuma elamach masa'esh. But a kira, there's no chum except for the fact that there's fire there. Uvachol shah, the fact that there's no fire there, kol shah miskara b'holech. It's just the opposite. It's not mosif hevel, because it's constantly getting less and less heat because the fire was taken out. There are, however, those that are machmir, not to put something wrapped on something that is hot, even though the heat source has been removed. And the machmir, there are those that are machmir, even in that case, right? Let's say you have a hot stove still, hot oven still, you should still not totally surround it, according to these Yesh Machmirin, right? Milmala v'achar kach v'chaso sobegodim. Only after you put this kli or daf rachav, only after you put this plank on top of it so that the begodim will now drape over it, only then will it be permissible. Kemo shekasa b'shulchan aruch, like the shulchan aruch is giving his heter, okay, when you put it on top of a kira that has the fire in it. So, umikol makom ein limchos b'yadanogim lahagel. However, if you do know people that wrap up their pot after they turn off the oven and put it into an oven, you should not be meicha them, because they have, okay, only lismach v'al pizeh teda. And based on this, you should know the mashal noagin lahamid kavi kofi o tavshil be'erev Shabbos v'od yom, or some other tavshil an erev Shabbos when it's still Friday, ala tanur on the tanur milmala on top of it, umechasin oisan be'begadim, and they cover it with begadim. The tavshil lo yafahem oisin, even though they're not doing it good according to the das poiskim amachmirin, because of the shechoyim atanur. Because the chayim of the tanner is still being mitzvah hevel, and therefore it wouldn't be good according to the machmir and elam kenyaniach is a daf rocha v'alakdeira, unless you put this wooden plank or something above the kedera that creates a draping scenario. Mikol makom ein limchos bum, you should not scream at these people. Yesh lam al mashi yismochu, because they have on who to be rely on. Amnam im no sein chol al gabei datanor, if you put sand on top of the tanor, afal pisha ein matmin kulo besocho, even if you're not totally wrapping it in sand, rak shashuli akdeira oimdim bachol, right to the bottom of the kedera is in the sand, ulamala mumuchusa begadim, and above it is covered with begadim agave akdeira, then bevadai, okay, usr. Then for sure will be usr, because now you have heat, plus you have chol, which shechol meadvarim mosif hevel, because chol itself is something that's mosif hevel. So now you have on the bottom of it a heat, even though there's no longer the source, but it's still hot the oven on top. Plus there's now chol there, which is itself a davar mosif hevel, and therefore you can still have the gzeira shemayat min bo kulo, where it's totally, if it's totally surrounded with the chol on the bottom. Okay, then kofa kli rechava or shmosa lead daf rachav umechasa begadim lamala. Okay, if you do what the Shulchan Aruch said and you put a kli, a wide kli or a wooden plank on top, and you cover it with begadim above, or you drape the begadim above it, then mutter af shemamido ad chetzio b'chol. Then it would be permissible even if you have up to chetzio, up to half of it the chol. Seems from the Mishnah Brewer that he's defining, okay, a total hatmana, okay, according to, I think he's explaining it according to the Ramah here, that even if you have up to chetzi of the pot with chol, as long as you don't have above half of the pot surrounded with sand, okay, even if it's on top of an oven that has stopped, or even if it's on top of the oven that's going, as long as you have this daf milamala that is draping that which you're surrounding the pot with, the begadis are the pot surrounding the pot with, you will be okay, and there will not be any iser hatzmona. The chain mutter. So now the Mishnah Brura Esef Katan Mem Dalid goes on to the case where the Shulchan Aruch had said that you could put things in an oven, even though the oven is totally covered, and even if the gap of the tanner on top, where you usually put the pots, is covered with a towel, okay, that would be mutter. And an odd tannerim as well. So he says, v'chein mutter v'chulei perish arash demayin in kira. Up until now we're talking about a kira. V'ata bal l'farish d'gam b'tanner. Also in an oven, mutterly tank kedera b'bol yom. You can put a kedera in it on Friday. Avsha in a gara for katum, even if there's no blech. Why? Since you're putting in a raw piece of meat, so you avoid the iser shehiya. Lo chayshin in the chitui for shehiya. There's no iser shehiya. Who had dinim here with vashel? It's called tzarka. And also according to the mechaber, it would be okay if it was already a vusha called tzarka and it's tamik morello. According to the Ramah, right, it would be okay if it was already b'achol ben jusay. Because the love hachi asim mishem shehiya. Because otherwise you'd be asim mishem shehiya. Can I remember Rabbi Rishon Gimel Sev Aleph? But once you avoid this shehiya, there's no problem of admana. Why? Even though the kedera is totally enveloped inside the tanner, and you're also covering the hole on top of the tanner with the gadim, so it's totally surrounded. And for sure, it is being meisiv hevel because the tanner is on and adding heat and there's flames and there's fire.
אפילו אחי אין שם הזמנה הזה ושארי. This is not הזמנה. כיוון שאינה בגדים, לא גם בגדרת. Since there is no בגדים, that is touching the קדרה. The oven is just surrounding it, but not wrapping it. It's not in contact with it, and there's no begadim in contact with the pot. Therefore, as long as you avoid the Yisrael Shehiyah, you're okay. Finally, Sivkat Memhei, V'liv Shalot Tehei, right? Because this is going with the Shulchan Aruch, Dema Yashuleh, Nogim B'Gecholim. If the actual bottom of the pot was touching the Gecholim in the Tanner, Sivile Ramachar, the Machmazeh, Gufa Mikri, not in the Dabar Mosef Hevel, according to the Mechaber, this is considered Hatzmana of the Dabar Mosef Hevel, even if it just sits in the coals, V'asir, V'amasham, V'asirle, D'ayu Deizel, L'chashem Hatzmana, just sitting in the coals, not Hatzmana, Ayin Sham, it has to be wrapped above as well. Exactly how much, we said, there are different opinions, Rove, all the way to the top, surrounding even the lid, Adkan.